Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Some information's come out about, and we've spoken a little bit about this over the last few weeks. And again, I maintain that we are not a toilet humor show.
No.
We do not have fart sound effects that we will run off like the Brekkie show. The absolute children. They have a wall of like 20 different fart sound effects.
We do talk a lot about toilet issues though.
Yeah, but it's not like, this is serious stuff.
Okay.
And this is very serious. And I want to open the phones. I want to get people talking because conversations, they help us move through it. A toilet expert.
Okay. Yep.
Well, it's not really a toilet. It's like a gastro doctor.
Sure.
They have warned that we shouldn't be on the toilet for longer than a certain amount of time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I've like seen, in yep. one sitting.
Yep.
How? So you know what it is?
I think I know roughly what it is.
What do you think is an okay amount before we start teetering into the danger zone?
I thought anything over 10 minutes is too long.
Okay. How long would you say for a movement?
In the morning I might take 10 to 15. You know, I'm very casual about it, loosey goosey. Sometimes it doesn't flow out of you at that early in the morning.
Oh, prison.
You started this.
Yeah, I definitely led you down the river, and I was like, I want you to use these words when talking about when you go to the toilet. Apparently, we shouldn't be on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
There you go.
At a time. 10 minutes. I would say,
if nothing's happening in that 10 minutes,
yeah,
get up, my friend.
I would say I'm a 5 to 10 minute man.
Yeah.
Then again, sometimes, you know, I'm not as much of a rush.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that. It's like sometimes I'm not paying attention because I'm reading emails.
Right.
Or I'm watching videos. And videos are great.
Yeah.
I watch probably most of my Instagram reels on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, hang on, what am I here for again? Oh, I've done nothing. Yeah. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. Bum out, not doing anything, like a silly little sausage. What I wanted to open the phones with on 52232955 is how long are you on the toilet for?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get someone that's above 10 minutes? Like, let's go, let's start at 10 and work our way up.
Yeah, what is the longest you've done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
when you're unwell, it's not fair to, like, no doctor's going to get up at you if you've got food poisoning and they're like,
sometimes
well, it's
you
actually
live
not, it's not good for you. It's like, well, I can't leave.
This is my bed now.
I just, apparently, sitting on scrolling on your phone is what could lead to people getting like hemorrhoids and stuff because you're sitting and you're pushing longer than you actually need to and you are weakening your pelvic muscles. We have spoken a lot about pelvic muscles in the last couple of weeks. But toilet chat, but appropriate.
Okay.
Toilet chat, because this is all in the name of health.
Hey, you feel free to dob in your partner as well.
Oh, that's actually a way better idea.
Yeah. Tim, you are going to be absolutely rapt with our first caller.
Excellent.
Amanda from Cario. You do want to dob in your husband.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to dob in my husband.
How long is he spending on the toilet, Amanda?
So my husband will spend up to 30 minutes on the toilet.
That's a lot of time.
It's a decent amount of time.
Amanda, that is so much.
Can I ask a question, Amanda?
You can ask, yes.
Firstly, do you, and if you do, how many kids do you have?
Well, that was going to be my next point. We do have 3 kids, and 2 of those are actually 2-year-old twins.
Oh, my goodness.
That, I imagine that there is nothing medical keeping him in that bathroom for 30 minutes. I imagine it's more maybe just a bit of a breather for your partner there, Amanda.
I probably agree with you. But what I was saying earlier is that it's gotten to the point where my 5-year-old will say, "Where's Daddy?" And all I have to do is look at him and he'll go, "He's in the toilet, isn't he?"
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's an intervention if I've ever heard one, Amanda.
Because he knows where he's going to be.
Yeah.
What do you think you're... Is he just looking on his phone? Is he playing games?
Yeah. He watches TV shows on his phone. He uses social media on his phone. He's just in there, just... You know,
I mean, sometimes you get on a cliffhanger.
I was going to say, Jess, you've mentioned on the show, but that you watch episodes of the Gilmore Girls on the toilet.
Yeah, of course I do.
I've
seen that many times, so I know what's going to happen.
No, it's still. I think, like, I understand, like, TikToks and Instagram reels when you're like signing and you're like, all right, picking the profile, all right, what episode of like Law and Order do I want to watch? That's to me, you are setting in for a session, because by the time you've actually got to what you need, you've already wasted a couple of minutes just getting to it.
I am perpetually watching the Gilmore Girls, so it's not like I have to select an episode. It's just continue playing.
Continue playing. Amanda, do you get your own version of this? Do you have like a little bit of extra long showers?
What's Amanda time look like?
Amanda time looks like I will probably take longer than I need to in the bathroom as well, because we have three children. But yeah, he takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a pro. He's coming out with dead legs, but he's a pro.
One day you'll get to that level, Amanda. I believe in you.
I'll keep practicing.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, there is a church in the UK in West Yorkshire that is making headlines because they've gone a little bit of a more radical route to try and get people attending monthly church sermons.
Okay. I imagine in England in particular, probably a little bit more traditional. Like here in Geelong, Surf Coast and Bellarine, Victoria, Australia, there's some like real young churches that get the vibes up and running. And
you attend church every now and then.
Yeah, my wife. I love going with my wife and our son. Mm-hmm. And the first 30 minutes, it's a rave.
Yeah.
Some of the songs go hard. I give her a vibe on my radar. I'm like, yeah, man. Worship was like, you know, that was a six. Like there was, and then they came to like, there's some serious ones that really bring the energy down. But the production that some of these churches have is better than like genuine musical events companies. It's crazy.
I feel like if they were to bring this version of a church over here to Geelong and the Surf Coast, you, Tim, would be racing to this their monthly service.
You think I'd leave my wife's church for this?
Okay. I feel like your lovely wife, Jess, and your son, Jack, would be dragged along because they have started mixing their monthly sermons with wrestling matches.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Excellent.
The St. Peter's Church in Bradford, West Yorkshire, has teamed up with a wrestling charity group called Kingdom Wrestling to hold matches with prayer and worship to encourage people to attend.
Wow. I mean, so it's not the wrestlers dressing up as characters from the Bible.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be pretty insensitive. But in between communion?
Well, you've often described wrestling to me as like Bold and the Beautiful.
It's like
but
Neighbours
with punching.
And Home and Away. Yeah. But the way that they tell stories is like wrestling.
The spokesperson for the church has said, any Christian will tell you that when you go through life, you wrestle with stuff. You wrestle with your faith.
I really feel
that wrestling gives us the opportunity to tell these stories in a new way.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I've spoken about it in the past. I'm a traditional wrestling fan. I keep in touch with it every now and then. But I don't know if I want to merge those worlds.
You don't think so? Wouldn't be more engaged if, like, while someone was giving the service, there was just a couple of blokes, like, wrestling with one another?
My issue is that I know we just joked about it before, but I think if biblical stories for any religion were expressed through a wrestling match, unfortunately, I think I'd understand it more.
Sure.
But none of it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Not a single one, not for any religion. Like, we don't want to have Noah's Ark and he's parting the Red Sea, but it's like he's parting the other wrestlers so he can walk through the middle of the ring. It's not right. As much as I would understand it more, but it just doesn't feel right.
How do you feel about just the fact that they erect a temporary ring in the middle of the church in front of the stained glass windows? Like...
Yeah, look, there's so
the,
much.
The Reverend Natasha Thomas from the St. Peter's Church, she said, people may have a certain perception of what church can be, but actually church can be anything about worshipping God, and that can be having fun, and wrestling is just another part of that.
It does sound pretty cool.
You're slowly coming around to it, aren't you?
I just don't know. I just don't know if anyone's got the... If anyone's Look, got that dog in the organizer.
I encourage all the churches and temples.
Any religion.
Mosques across Geelong and the Surf Coast. Any religion, any denomination. If you want to get your followers a bit more interested, maybe wrestling is the way to go.
Oh, I want to disagree. but I'm starting to see the light. And it's for all the wrong reasons.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
There was a flight overseas that's making the news at the moment, and it's a little bit bizarre, a little bit off, but it's worth talking about for, I guess, the whole reason why this is news in the first place. A woman was almost arrested because she refused to pay for a sandwich on the flight.
Oh.
Now, it is one of the, I haven't been on a plane. Like, I think I've been on one plane in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And when you get food that you don't have to pay for, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Living the dream. Even if it's a biscuit and a juice, you are living that VIP private jet life, in my opinion.
Do you know what I've noticed? There is one particular airline, and I'm not going to name them, but there's one particular airline that I fly with quite often, and because my partner's family live in Brisbane, so we often do that trek. And usually they pick one person on the flight, and they go, hey, you've been randomly selected. Here's a $15 voucher. What food would you like? And I've seen it happen 4 or 5 times.
How do they pick?
I don't know. But me and my husband have never been picked, and we're obsessed with the idea of it.
I mean, it's. I think that voucher wouldn't be able to cover the cost of what this woman refused to pay for. Tuna sandwich on a flight. Probably the least thing I want.
Don't bring tuna onto a plane.
Nay.
Yeah.
A disgusting tuna sandwich. It was described as soggy and cold. Borderline inedible when she ordered it we'll do it in Australian dollars. How much do you think this tuna sandwich cost? And she refused to pay it, so much so that they were like, well, if you've ordered it and you're taking it, you don't pay for it. You've actually stolen this.
Right.
So, like, we could, when we land, arrest you. Now, this is happening in Turkey overseas.
$20?
$17.50 tuna sandwich.
First of all, her mistake. Why are you ordering a tuna sandwich? Why are you ordering a sandwich from a plane? Babe.
I mean, well, when she landed, when the plane landed, 4 armed officers
got
on the plane to escort her out. She was 79 years old, though. So she was like, you know how you're at the age where you just know? And you go, well, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
But I imagine she said that in Turkey.
which would sound like...
I'm not going to do that. $17.50 for a tuna sandwich on a plane. What I wanted to do, I wanted to hit the phones on 522-232-955. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have to be for food, but how much do you think you overpaid for something? Breakfast foods are the killer for me, but I understand cafes have got it hard. Their overheads are all over the place. They've got to make money somehow.
You remember the infamous Coca-Cola that my husband ordered on our honeymoon? Can I tell you the story?
I think you probably have. You say a lot of stuff.
We landed in Rome and we were waiting for our accommodation. It was really warm. So my husband asked for a Coca-Cola and the lady was like, small or large? And he assumed large was a reasonable size. So he said large, thinking they might bring a pint. They brought a litre of Coke to our table.
That's a lot.
And we were like, we will never financially recover from this.
How much did it cost Australian?
It was about $25 Australian.
Ooh, almost swore. That's so
and
much money.
And you bet
for
we
Coke.
Drank every single drop of that litre.
Yeah, that's a lot. 522-232-955. How much have you overpaid for something? Or do you think $17.50 is a fair price for a sandwich on a plane? If you want to call up and talk about that, happy to have that discussion as well. So let's get to Jamie from Highton. Over in London, I believe, you feel like you had to overpay.
Yeah, hi, guys. We just recently moved back from London, and every time we wanted to travel over to Europe and use one of the airlines, you'd pay for your tickets, but they'd actually charge you also about €45 to sit next to one another. So we did that once, and then after that, we decided to have some alone time every other trip.
I was going to say, like, my sister lived in London for a little bit, and they would go, like, oh, like, I'm bored this weekend. Let's go to the Netherlands, or let's go to Belgium. And, they would get these cheap flights, but her and her husband would never sit together because of this thing. Why do they make you pay to sit next to each other? Is it just, like, seat to seat, no guarantees?
Yeah, I think they try to make it look as cheap as possible, but then they'll sting you €65 because your bags are centimetres too large, and you get to the airport, it's an absolute nightmare sometimes. So you'll get roped into paying a bit extra when you get there.
Jamie, the way my husband would have ditched me in a heartbeat if we had to pay extra to sit next to one another.
You can really tell what part of maybe the holiday you're on.
Yeah.
At the start, you go, we'll sit together. And then, like you're saying, Jamie, at the end, you go, actually, this is about an hour and 45 of Jamie time.
Yeah.
It was some good alone time for each other. So we were thankful for the airline in the end.
All right. Well, there you go. I rate that. I think that's actually, maybe they should introduce that here in Australia. I feel like it could solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
For people flying regionally in Australia.
100%. My husband always says that if he ever gets offered an upgrade to first class, that.
Like a business and it's only just him?
He'll wave to me for.
Yeah. He'll send you the leftover shrimp.
Yeah.
Careful, I left the heads.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Do you ever think back to your childhood and you go like, all right, well, the toys that I played with, it's just what was popular at the time,
yeah.
Right? Like, I know my dad was out there, you know, playing with marbles and rocks and stuff, and I had it a little bit different. I had Action Mans and Beanie Babies and those kind of things.
Oh, my God, Beanie Kids. Oh.
Yeah.
That was a whole other
collectible
time.
Little toys, right?
Yes.
Little teddy bears. There is a new version of this. I don't know if you've seen this. Kids' toys are cooked.
What are they collecting these days?
And I would have been, if I was a kid right now, I would have been obsessed with this.
Right.
I bought one for my son. Now, given these are for like kids 3 to 4+.
Okay.
But as my son, he's 1.5 about there, and I saw it and he pointed at it, and that's what got my attention. Have you seen these things called fugglers?
Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
Fugglers.
Fugglers.
Fuggler.
I've not heard of fugglers, Tim.
They are funny, ugly monsters.
You're kidding.
And it's very similar to the Beanie Kids, if you remember, or maybe the Barbies.
Oh, my God.
They have so many different ones for you to collect. And I've sent you a photo. And
do yourself
a favor. If
so
you
excited.
Are near a computer, your phone, and you're safe and able to do so, Google Fugglers. You can buy them at like places like Kmart and stuff like
what
that.
What are
they?
They
are cooked little teddy bears with like really hard, like teeth and like three eyes.
But the teeth are like really, it looks like a child's drawn
yes.
These.
I can only imagine. There are dozens, if not hundreds of different designs. So much so, I'm trying to find the one that I bought my son and I can't find it. There's that many. And he loves this thing, but it looks like every version of your nightmare.
Yes. These are like sleep paralysis demons. They're disgusting.
The best thing about them, from what I can tell, is they all have little button bum holes.
Stop it.
Because I thought
it. Stop it, Tim.
I looked at it and I said, I was showing my sister through FaceTime and I was like, look what I got. My son, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, we've got some for my nephews and they've all got little button bum holes. And if I was 5, I would want every version of these fugglers.
They've got a SpongeBob SquarePants ones now.
What?
Yeah.
Are they cooked?
They are
it.
Absolutely cooked.
I'm a huge
I kind of want
of
one.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Maybe we should go to the shops and you buy a fuggler that reminds you of me.
Yes.
And I'll buy one that reminds me of you.
Do you know what they're saying? I'm on the website now.
Oh, great.
And it says, we know why you're here. You know why you're here. You want a fuggler. Don't deny it. Be a fool. You'll find the next fuggler at the retailers below. And then it says, adopt now. So you're adopting these monsters. It's like the new Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
But they're so ugly.
I'm a huge fan. This is not a paid thing either. This is just a cooked thing that has ended up in our house. And I seeing my son cuddle this little terrible evil monster with what looks like human teeth is very confronting.
They have a Christmas collection called the Festive Fugs.
All right, careful. It is getting close to swearing at this point. So let's just
I'm just reading what the description is.
Yeah. Again, fun, ugly monsters.
These are
fugglers.
Horrific.
I'm starting to get close to swearing. We need to get to the news. This is going to get bad.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.